Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
My new book, Trump Aftershock, has just released and excitement is high, and I've been going all over the country doing interviews about the book. And as you know, if you've been listening to the Strang Report the last few days, I've been sharing excerpts or sometimes the entire program when I was on these different stations. One of the very first interviews that I did on this go-round was with Don Black at Cornerstone TV in Pittsburgh. We played actually an entire program, but then he recorded several clips in which we did a segment that he is putting in shows coming up. And I thought that they were very interesting and that they would make great podcasts. So without further ado, here is Don Black talking to me again about Trump Aftershock.
Stephen, many people look at the Trump presidency and they see it through two different filters, the filter of the negative and then the filter of the positive. Let's talk about the positive for a minute. From a Christian perspective, what are some of the aftershocks that are positive for us?
Well, I deal with this in my book, Trump Aftershock, and I use this as kind of a word picture that his election in 2016 was like an earthquake. Mm-hmm. Nobody saw it coming. In fact, I saw something on the news recently that somebody said that he hadn't even written an acceptance speech. Now, I happened to be in New York on election night at his victory party. I heard his very gracious acceptance speech, but apparently he had to write it at the last minute. I can't really believe that because I think he did think he was going to win. I thought he was going to win because I could tell that people in America were desperate for things to change. Mm-hmm. And if he had done nothing but stop Hillary Clinton and then been a do-nothing president, in my opinion, he would have accomplished something great. Mm-hmm. However, he has accomplished more. He says he's kept all his promises, and he has, one after another after another, and he's accomplished so much. You know, a lot more than really any other president I can think of in just not quite 2 years. And I document these in the book. In fact, they are really the aftershocks that came after that earthquake. And it's things like the booming economy. Mm-hmm. You know, I can remember on election night, the pundits were speculating how the country was going to go into a recession. Exactly the opposite took place. The stock market took off because it was optimism that he was going to cut back regulations, which he's done. He was going to cut taxes, which he's done. He has unleashed entrepreneurship. And part of it is because he is a businessman. Mm-hmm. He understands how these things work. And so that's an aftershock, the cutting the taxes, the moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I mean, that was a law that was passed in the 1990s. President Clinton, President George W. Bush, President Obama, each did six-month extensions again and again and again under the idea that they were that it was more peaceful if they put this off because certainly there would be some kind of war if they moved the embassy. Well, that did not happen. There were some protests, but it was, you know, no worse than it happens other times. So Donald Trump said he'd move the embassy. He kept his promise.
What's significant about that, Stephen? Why does that matter?
Well, it's the Bible. The Bible says that God blesses those who bless Israel. And I believe that it blessed Israel because that's very important to Israel, to its sovereignty. Jerusalem is its holy city, so to speak. It's the essence of all things that are Jewish. Mm-hmm. You know, for how many centuries did they say at Passover next year in Jerusalem?
That's right.
And the Bible says that can a nation be born in a day, yet Israel was born in a day in 1948. We all know that, 70 years ago. And so on the 70th anniversary in May of this year, we moved the embassy. And Donald Trump was told it was going to cost $1 billion to build a new embassy. He said that is foolishness. They had a perfectly good building. They made a few little changes and in a couple of months made it the embassy. And apparently they're going to build a new embassy for a whole lot less than $1 billion. And that'll take a couple of years. But he moved the embassy. He kept his word. And this is one of the aftershocks.
Well, we just got back from Israel. And so I can testify personally that the Israelis are excited about that embassy move.
And they like Donald Trump, don't they?
They do like Donald Trump. And I heard nothing but great reviews about moving from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the U.S. embassy. It seems like it gave to the Israelites, the Israelis, this confidence that America was still with them.
That's right, because, of course, they got exactly the other feeling with Obama, who seemed to put the PLO first. And when Netanyahu came to Washington, remember, he snubbed him by saying, I've got to cut off our talk so I go have dinner with my family. Well, of course, he has a right to have dinner with his family. But generally, when there's a head of state, you have dinner with the head of state. It had to be a purposeful snub. He was showing him that he wanted to be arm's length from Israel. And really, I believe that, you know, America is Israel's greatest ally.
Absolutely.
And Israel's our greatest ally in the Middle East. And I believe that it's God's plan for America to be strong for Israel.
I'd like to caveat what you just said. Christian America is Israel's greatest ally. It's the Christians in our nation. It's from the beginning to where we are today, it's the believers in Jesus that are the biggest supporters of Israel.
And the Jewish community.
And the Jewish community,
and
absolutely.
I believe that an awful lot of just average Americans who aren't Zionist believe that Israel is important. And I think there's broad-based support for Israel in our country.
Well, I've seen it, and they're waiting for the Messiah is being more and more to the front of the table in Israel too. Now that's from the Orthodox perspective, but I was so happy to see that the embassy move too, and to see America plant its flag there in.
I've heard rabbis say that when the Messiah comes, they're going to ask him, is this your first visit or your second visit? Which I think is kind of a humorous way to look at it. Of course, we believe it's the second coming. But, you know, for a lot of years, because of the history and a lot of the bad things that happened, the Jews were very, very much like this with Christians. But they recognize that Christians in America, and really Christians around the world, because you can go to South Africa, Hong Kong, lots of places, and the Christian community very much supports. And in fact, in Latin America, the two countries that have moved their embassies to Israel were both from Latin America, and both of their presidents are evangelical. And so they obviously believe like you and I do. I believe that other countries will now move their embassies as well.
Well, some of these aftershocks, let's go into it from a spiritual perspective. We have more freedoms now in our faith, I believe, with the Trump administration than we had before. We can speak out.
That's right. And so here you have this man who was not known to be a Christian leader, of course. He was a secular businessman. He has become a champion of religious freedom, of our freedom. We were losing our freedoms. When a baker in Colorado can't even decide what he's going to do based on his sincerely held religious beliefs, there's something really wrong, because they would have started with the baker and they would have come after all of us who don't agree with their very extreme left-wing, anti-God, anti-Bible agenda. Mm. And Donald Trump has slowed that down and put a stop to it. The courts have also ruled kind of in our favor recently, which is a great answer to prayer as well.
I thank you for taking the time out of your very busy schedule. I know you're a very busy man altogether to write a book like this and to come and share it with us on the Cornerstone Network and the Real Life family. We got one more session, so I can't wait to get to it. We'll see you tomorrow on our Real Life program.
If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.